Let's get Neufeld in here. What's Dave have to say? Wait, defend your fellow musician, Dave. Defend Nate in his suicide.
Oh, no defense necessary.
Oh, how gallant.
I know.
Oh, that's Zappa. Did you like that Zappa today? Did you like Zappa, Dave? Did you
great.
Could you stand listening to it all?
I loved it.
I listened to the end of it. I loved
it. The sound check was brilliant.
Look at that. Like Carol, she's doing Ruth Underwood's xylophone.
And then she goes, and Ruth Underwood. And then Ian Underwood. And Ruth, I like when he first goes, let's hear Ruth on bongos as well, and she's like, pow, pow, pow. He goes, those don't sound like bongos. And then they bring it into the close mic, doom, 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 there you go, there's your bongos, and everyone applauds.
Yeah.
I love how he's like running the show, so he's always like a fun school teacher with all the errant kids. He's like, no, don't look at me, there you go, excellent.
Yeah, that's right.
So, what do I have to say? I can hear in the thing. I like how Ian put it, basically, and you said it to me about 5 years ago, and I'm just feeling more and more the impact of that. If you see like you're in something that's not going to necessarily be there, or then if you don't make a change, you just kind of hang on with it, which is sort of what I'm doing in the case of trying to figure out what to do with music and having a business in music kind of thing. And,
you mean like Rhonda Rousey? You mean like Rhonda Rousey?
Who's that, babe?
She was that fighter that got knocked out.
24 fucking seconds.
Did she have a backup plan?
We don't know.
Dave, the main issue
is... call the UFC.
Dave, you need to say, what the fuck's wrong or right with my father? You need to ask Ian to give you a little reading on your father.
Okay, sure, please.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead. No, do it. You have to ask it.
Yeah, my father and I have never had a good relationship, and he's been his
good.
Twilight of his life, and you know, I don't know how to characterize it. I don't really, you know, feel weird on the public radio doing it, but he's definitely very unhappy. I did ask him what his vision was for his family when he had gotten married, and he said it was to be the best in his field, and he feels he achieved that. And I asked him, okay, what's your vision now? And he said he's concerned about his dying. But he's not fun.
And he wants,
ever, not
yeah,
fun
he
to
wants
be with.
To make
he's always
sure
in
that
a shit
Dave
mood.
Has no relationship with his fucking mother.
He doesn't like, he's Dave always been very jealous of my relationship with my mom. He resents it. We have a very easy relationship. He depends on her 110% for everything kind of thing. And so he, yeah, definitely sees me as a threat to his comfort.
So what would you add to that, Ian? Is his father wonderful, in power, wonderful person like Jermaine's grandmother?
Not
Does
so
Ian
much.
Take the counter and...
This one's about, he's a bit deluded.
Yes.
The driver doesn't apply. He's trying to make all these points about making points, but he was so should have been busy making relationships with his family that he can now laud in now rather than be spitefully hurtful that he doesn't achieve the nirvana that he has tried to present to be the best of the best of the best. Then you wouldn't have this conversation if you were.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you wouldn't have to talk about it. It's like talking about ascension. If you're ascended, darling, the last thing you want to talk about is ascending.
Dave, when you asked him what are his whatever desires for the family, he talked about his job, his business, his
himself,
career.
His status.
He never cared about the family.
Talked about
himself. No, it was more of an ego thing. And you know what it was? It was from his Jewish self-loathing, because when they fled and he was 8, he kind of took on a bit of a, I'm Church of England, I'm not Jewish kind of thing, because you can imagine in England they'd say, you know, fucking Jew, so he didn't want to go through that as well. So he always, he thought the way I could make,
Elohim,
so he, his
Adonai
reasoning was the way,
heart. chin glow. Yeah. Oh, sorry. We were trying to give it a background.
Yeah, 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 yeah. A little levity. No, shut up. So basically he thought, okay, I will have a, listen for a sec, I'll have a status of my job, and then that way I'll be immune from Gentiles, you know, disdain of me. And so what, I said, yeah, and I said, Dad, that flipped then, and where you became like class snob, where you dismiss people if they don't have a certain status. So you'll talk to this person because they're a lawyer or a surgeon, and they're okay and deserve to be treated with respect, and everyone else are kind of, you know, not important kind of thing. So he didn't like hearing that, but that's what kind of happened. But what Ion, the way you just described it was just fucking beautiful, and also the conundrum. And I mean, as a kid, he would tell me stuff, and I like it felt like lies my father told me. Like, and that's hard when your father is like, you're thinking, I can't even believe some of the stuff he's telling me, because I can see how biased it is in his own weird sense of self and identity. A wounded man, basically.
He believed in his status. He said, okay, I got to get status, I'll go Protestant, I'll get the status, and he adopted the fake status, and then he imposed it on everybody else, that they had to live up to the fake standard he created to adapt to being a Protestant.
Exactly. And also that he always warned against prejudice, and how super, you know, to be superficial in your judgment of people, and yet he would take, like, you know, oh, you broke a window in grade 6, so you're flawed, so you're right off. I wish I had a better kid. Who else could we get here? No, I guess there'll be none else. Well, I'll just consolidate my situation at least. It's, you know, and his business is his business. You know, and then it's almost a vibe. What are you doing back here? Coming, but well, also it's not a family atmosphere. Whenever I come, I feel like I'm intruding on his property, which is weird because my mom, of course, is my mom, and she's like, "Oh, I'm glad to see my son. I'm glad to see he's okay, and I enjoy being with him." Whereas my dad is like, "Oh, yikes! Why are you have to be here? You must be here. You better not make it." And also the whole thing, and I said it to my mom this year, is all about the whole dynamic in our family is don't provoke your father into getting angry, whether it was at the dinner table or just anything, a visit, Christmas, Thanksgiving, you name it, whatever. It's the whole game is that. And then if you do provoke him, he gets mad at you for making him angry. And so now he feels like if you don't be nice to him, you're now insulting him even further. So he feels excluded. It's a very bizarre, fucked up guy. But I think he's a narcissist,
that's
a clinical
deluded.
Narcissist. And deluded, but I also think he's a clinical narcissist, or not a clinical, whatever, but he has a lot of characteristics.
You want us to kill him?
That's quite a request. I mean, I think, I said to him, Dad, you know, in kind of quoting you, you've been slowly committing suicide for decades.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, I put out the call a long time ago, Ion. I put out the call on him.
We know. Mm-hmm. We know. Yeah.
You know what? He doesn't want to
support it.
Hey, is this a weird thing to think that one of the things he resents is that if he dies before my mom does, that my mom and I might have a really nice time. We'll actually like have fun without him. Exactly. Like without him, we'll be like happy. Like that makes him feel absolutely terrible, doesn't it?
Well, he's just mad. He didn't have, he's not going to be able to leave you anything. So it's pretty sad.
He just what?
What do you mean he doesn't want to leave
there,
me anything?
He doesn't want to leave me anything.
Was that a tone? Was that a tone?
No, I've definitely got that vibe. He's never talked to me about money. He's told me in the past that I deserve and am entitled to nothing. So, yeah, I'm kind of not expecting anything on that level, which is kind of, but that's kind of par for the course. Why would he want to set me up in any way that I would feel secure, empowered kind of thing? Like, he would feel that I'm not entitled to that. Never have been, because I broke the window.
Yeah, why are you
sick.
Saying, Ion, that he's mad that he can't leave Dave anything?
I'm just making the point that it was a point, that it was a thing.
That this is a characteristic.
Yes.
You know, I think Dave should walk up to him and say, you know what your problem is, Dad? You go, what? You're a Jew. Nail him on the Jewish factor. Retreat the original racism that he was afraid of when he was 10 years old. Start it over again.
No, I said that you, I did say, express that you gave us the worst, all you gave us of Jewishness was self-loathing, neuroticism, and everyone hates us and is a closet killer. And then all I got from Christianity was stiff upper lip, take your fucking knocks, don't complain, a child should be seen and not heard.
You're the load your damn mother should have swallowed.
Yeah.
What do you think of this, Sheila? You think Charlie got raked over the coals? Look at what we're doing to Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Tell Charlie to come in here and get fucked up. Go through the gauntlet.
Imagine here's a imagine having a dad that when things go shitty for you, he kind of gets a satisfied smile like, I knew what happened. The guy's a fucking fuck up. Don't be betting on that horse.
On okay, you're off mute, Sheila. We're ranking Charles. So bring Charles in here and bring him over cold.
But Ion, man, I do, you're like bang on in your articulation. I mean, I love your thing about this so-called nirvana. I mean, that's the stupid part. You tried to build for nirvana, and he's alone playing solitaire watching Jeopardy, Wheel and Fortune for about 25 years. What kind of creative nirvana and vision was that?
And he's so thrilled because he's trying to actually get Alex Trebek.
Trying to get him? As a lover?
Get him as understand him.
He wants Alex to understand him.
No, he wants to understand Alex Trebek. Vice versa.
Quid pro quo. He doesn't understand. He doesn't understand Alex Trebek.
No, he wants to get him, though. He feels like he's trying to. That's his goal, to make it in life.
And what about Vanna White? And who's the other guy?
What the heck is Ion saying, Dave? That your father is trying to get Alex Trebek to understand your father, or
that he's watching the show and he would like almost like to be like Alex Trebek and have the answer to all the questions and
get,
be moderating it and controlling it.
To the
and
level
be the start.
That Alex Trebek is.
Dave, let Ion speak. What is Ion saying? What is that true, Ion? That he wants to be like Alex Trebek and have all the answers?
He wants to get Alex Trebek. He doesn't get him. He wants to, but he doesn't.
What doesn't he get? What does he have to get?
Wisdom, knowledge, smartness, compassion, anything, everything.
Empathy.
So Alex Trebek is for Dave's father, is a successful creator. And Dave's father wants to be a successful creator, but the new role model is not Pierre Burton, it's Alex Trebek. That's what you're saying. He wants to figure out why people...
I love how Bob just, like, I love the molecules that Bob adds on to carbon. It's awesome.
When he fucks something, there's nothing left. I mean, there's nothing left. He's just completely consumed as in a fire. No, we're talking about you, Bob. It's always been about you. No. When you fuck something, you fuck it completely to death.
Bob creates a new molecular sequence, and he goes, was this what you were referring to? Odd.
Yeah. But no, that's interesting. I think, Dave, that Alex Trebek is a cultural mainstream hero, and your father had his role models, and he doesn't understand the present hero, Alex Trebek. He doesn't understand why he's charismatic. He probably thinks Trebek is a phony.
No, he probably thinks that Alistair Bett is a well-adjusted Gentile.
And so he's trying to figure out how to be successful like Trebek? See, Ion, you're not explaining what the conundrum is for Dave's father in relation to Trebek.
He watches Alex Trebek because he would like to be as fill-in-the-blank, whatever he sees in Alex Trebek, that's what he wished he had. Because Alex Trebek would have a good son. Alex Trebek would have a successful life. Alex Trebek would only have wonderful lovers. Alex Trebek would always be welcomed and invited, and the party would revolve around him. Alex Trebek would always be included. He would never have to pine for the love of another human being, because everyone loves Alex Trebek.
Yeah.
And that was Pat Sajak you were talking about with Vanna White. Wheel of Fortune.
Mm-hmm. It's all in there. And so it's a comfortable hanging on when you watch it on the TV,
however pitiful, sad.
Yeah.
Why are you talking to him? Why are you talking to him? Leave him alone. Let him do whatever he does and call it a day. You can sit Shiva with a big dick and have a big day.
But, Dave, never go back to Christmas, including your brother and sister-in-law, those assholes.
It's a weird thing, you know. You're talking appropriately about families, and you asked Ion and the thing. What's with it? So you're not just picking up my family, but also probably, you know, other people you know as well. That when they refer to their, that there's just madness. I remember a few years ago, someone said it beautifully. They said, you know, after Christmas, when I leave, you know, after Christmas holidays with my family, I feel like 20% of the person that arrived, and I'm going to slowly try and build back to who I was again.
Yeah.
It's like, and that how they're. You know, you're saying, are they like it all over the world? You know, and it made sense of what Ion said. It's like, well, no, but, you know, variations, obviously, in different places a lot more. But it's like cruel and competitive. I think either you use that term or Ion did. Families can be cruel and competitive. And when one goes down, it means the other ones are up in the hierarchy and that they'll be more in favor. And that the guy who broke the window, he's written off, so he's not part of the equation. That's good. This simplifies. Less people at the table here. Let's have
Din Din. The guy that broke the window broke the window right. Did a good thing. You got it out in the open real early, Dave. You found out about your dad a lot sooner than most people.
Yeah, Phil didn't get figured out yet.
No, he did. He left when he was about 17. No, he left.
Oh,
we both left early.
10 years after you. You found yourself
in record. Figuratively, but I mean literally.
Dave, you're lucky you got that record collection from your neighbor. You could drown in music and avoid him for 10 years, from 6 to 17.
Pretty much, eh?
But your brother couldn't, and your brother stuck around, tried to suck up to him, and then gave up.
He's the opposite. My brother is very into that idea of family and closeness and clan and that kind of thing, and he could see there's no way it's hyper sort of narcissist, individualist, me kind of environment.
Oh, he doesn't include your father. He's not working on that part of the family. He's doing his own family.
Oh, no, he very much moved out, and he started from the bottom, and worked his way up until the point where now he's a senior vice president at a financial company with like 300 employees. His kids, he got them jobs there. His youngest one, who doesn't even have college, is like now a manager of a whole new team there as they're expanding the business, and he's doing really well. So, no, it's a whole different vision that he has. It's not a every man for himself. It's the family as a pillar of strength that builds, you know, the farm expands and builds upon itself, not like every man for himself. My dad had more of this urban competitive sort of thing going.
So, Ion, Dave's brother used Dave's his own father as a model of what not to do.
The error of his ways.
Is that what you're saying, Ion?
Or am I implying, is that a correct? Is that a correct interpretation on my part?
What did Ion say? No. Did you agree with that?
We didn't say anything.
Why not?
Bob said, you'd agree with that reading of it? That my brother, in effect,
Phil
tried to, like, do counter-examples, counter-practices with his own family.
Yeah, did his brother say, well, I'm not going to be like my father. I'll create an alternative way. Any truth to that, Ion? Or are you sick of the topic? You sick of the topic, Ion? You want to talk to Chad?
Chad's okay, or Bert.
No, we're not doing Bert. Fuck that shit.
We might
no more
to.
Bert.
I mean, we didn't get to finish this last little bit. Please. Say that awful zappy shit, and you didn't play. You said you had the mantra of all our greatest hits. We sent you thousands of YouTube, and you played
Dave,
eight.
I played the greatest
you
hits
play
of Zappa.
He plays 99 hours of Zappa, and then can't stay awake for the rest of the show. And then we want to talk to him. We don't talk to him. I run this shit.
Bert's not here.
Oh, damn.
Okay, Chad, replace Dave.
Okay.
Replace Motormouth
Dave.
Thanks, Dave. Good words,
hey,
Dave,
thanks, buddy.
Always.
Hey, you know what? I'm actually going to have to
get over. How you get over
you're
all this bullshit?
You're gonna leave, Dave. You're gonna have to actually
that's
go.
That's the question.
Dave?
Hey, Diane, Bob.
Here's how you get this.
What's
how you get over
yes.
this?
Yes. Let me hear
how
this.
How you conquer this? Is how you deal with all this? How you never have to be bothered with this again? Ascend. Live a good life. Never mention it again, and you'll be fine.
Okay.
No more Christmases, Dave.
Christmas. It's Hanukkah. You silly boob.
Dave, on Hanukkah next year, you should go over with the candles and start lighting them every day with your mother and, you know, celebrate the whole...
Yeah, be a Jew. Right in front of your father.
Jewness.
Yeah.
Of course, he'll be gone by then.
Yeah, we got a shalit you can borrow.
What does your father think of Trump, Dave?
You can
Trump?
Imagine, like most people does. He thinks he's like shades of Hitler and a dangerous man, and maybe he'll be like Mussolini, but,
people.
You know.
What are you talking about? Whoa.
Well, that's
whoa,
true. Not most people. Half the people voted for him. So, yeah, that's the most... Most
no,
people that I know.
It's not. It's not oh,
yeah, most people I know.
Oh, okay. That's three
better.
People that. Okay, that's three people. Okay,
yeah.
We feel
I know. It's not a good poll.
Three people, Dave. The most people Dave knows.
Yeah,
three
okay, it's not a good reading.
The waitress, the diner
okay,
owner, and me.
Sorry. No.
And the liquor store.
No,
he
doesn't
the owner
like
of the liquor store.
Yeah,
the
like
owner of the liquor
and
store.
And the gym.
The guy at the liquor store.
Yeah, the girl at
the
gym.
Yeah, just saying. It was a successful Brit. That's all you got to worry about.
Brit? What's that?
Brit.
Circumcision.
Brit?
Circumcision.
Oh, Brit, the food?
Yeah, don't get circumcised, Dave. Don't get circumcised.
And
once
with the
that's
rabbi, they who did his work nice and neat. He did all the kerfuffle and get all the snuffle and served the circumcised meat.
That's a good one. We got to note that. Ian gives funny limerick at 9:04.
We got a joke for you.
Yeah.
Here's
a joke. 20, Bob. 8:20.
He's going to bed. Good night, Bob. Bye. Goodbye. Goodbye, everybody. Bye. Goodbye. Bye. 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 Goodbye.
Where have I been?
Bye. You put your dad in the old folks' home. Okay, in the Jewish home, a nice Jewish home. Because he's pretty. He's sitting up there watching his Man of White lookalikes and trying to figure it all out. And they run him out. They call you up and they say, come get this ridiculous son of the bitch. You've got to get him out of here. He is horrible. He speaks. He cusses. He yells. He throws the food. He's the most incorrigible human being on the planet. It's terrible. So you have to go get him. Dad, what are you doing? Shut up. I'm not listening to you. You ran me. You ruined my life and everything else. So you put him in another home. Put him in another home, and they did call him later, and they did the same thing. Now your mother won't even answer the phone anymore. She's kind of like, this is the most man ever. So then you take him, and you get him, and say, we're out of choices. We can't keep him here. We can't afford to do anything else. We're going to put him in the Catholic home. We're going to put him in the nice Catholic home. We drop him off there, get him moved in, get him all set, and he's like, you hear nothing. He is delighted. He sends cards. He's thrilled to death. He doesn't know how to act. He's just delighted at every level. And he comes along. And then he turns. And they come to visit. They come to see what's going on. And they said, this is the most wonderful place ever, ever, ever. This is a great place. I thank you so much for putting me here. I wish I'd have come here years ago. And I said, Dad, we've been drawn out of every place on the East Coast. How come this place is so wonderful? You see that guy over there? He has been out of practice for 20 years, and they still call him the doc. Hadn't done a thing in 20 years, they still call him the doc. You see that one over there? He's the maestro. He does everything wonderful. He hasn't done anything for 50 years. He's been here 100 years, and he's been nothing but delightfully called the maestro. And here I am. Yeah, here I am. I've been here all this time. No relation forever. And what do they call me? The fucking Jew.
End of story. You have a way with words, Ion.
I thought that was funny, too, in the joke, because we actually can't imagine my dad being in a nursing home because exactly what you said. It's like he would not survive because they would not put up for a second with that kind of abusive behavior and demands. Like, you know,
so
like
put him in the Catholic, put him in a nice Catholic home. He'll be fine.
And he'll behave.
He'll be the Jew in the Catholic home. Which is what I said.
He can be in the room. He can be in the room. He can be in the room with Reverend Stang.
Yeah, bring some other topic. You know what? I actually have to meet someone. I gotta do some shit and meet someone.
Bye. Rather than take 45 minutes to say goodbye, come on, Bob. Let's move on. Let's go.
I know. Move on to someone else. Bring someone in.
Enough
I want to hear you bring in. I want to hear my segue.
Dave, I brought in Chad. Dave, I need to talk to you about Andrew McLuhan. We'll talk about it on the phone.
Oh,
yeah.
Lord,
what later tonight? Sort of thing. You're going to go to sleep after the show, obviously.
No, he doesn't even know. He's asleep right now. Somebody kick the chair. Let's go.
Okay.
You see that?
All right. God bless everyone. All right. Osmosis.
Don't bring up God, Dave.
It's okay, Bob.
Don't
I
bring
know.
Up that Jewish
I know. We'll bring God up God when he's in the house.
Do not bring up that
jihad.
Guy.
I got a jihad for you.
Happy
Ascension
Year. Happy New Year, Dave.
Happy New Year.
The best year out of you ever yet.
You're the worst person I ever heard about. You tell him Bob thinks he's the worst father I ever heard of.
No, Dave's not going to talk to him anymore.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
He should call Uncle Heuschel.
Yeah, get your Yahweh on your jihad.
Yeehaw. Yeehaw.
Yeah, yeehaw on your jihad.
All right, I think we've cleared the deck. Okay, Chad, what's happening in the computer world? Where are we at? Did you invent the computer yet?
Behind the preposition hat.
Look at Chad. He sounds depressed. The first day is 2017. Not going well for Chad.
Good start. No, stay consistent.
Hey, number one. Hey, number one. Hey, number one. Let's go.
He's probably still in Canada. What do you expect?
Oh, yeah. He's up there in that horrible country.
That's fine. Whatever. I'm happy. Anyway, Ion, does the Confederacy still stand?
It does. The South shall rise again.
In the Articles of Confederation, Article 11, it says Canada is only a colony that can be absorbed into the U.S. But that was written before Canada was Canada. How did that get in there?
We put it there.
Okay, yeah, it looks like an ion plant.
It is. It's like sequel.
A sequel?
Good billies.
Sequel
good
to
billies.
What?
SQL.
Oh, SQL, like the database. Right.
Pronounced SQL.
So is that what you do? You put things into the SQL databases?
Hey, honey, we put Ruby on the rails.
I know that they're technology, that's for sure. Those are programming languages and databases.
Well, fuck Scala. You need to fuck Scala because that ain't going to work. So, good.
I've never gotten into that one.
We're glad.
Anyway,
Let's go back. Well, no, go ahead and finish your conversation, but it's not Python, please.
No, it's not the Python. It's just talking. Talking.
Oh, you mean PHP.
No, just talking with my mouth, saying words.
That's PHP.
Really? Doesn't seem like it.
Oh,
doesn't have all the brackets and stuff.
Brackets? Oh, now we're now. You do. That's why you're sad.
Okay.
Ian's getting personal
now. No, we want him sated, and we want him happy. Head. We want him sated, and we want him happy. We want him together. And it's okay. We'll get him there. But maybe this is how you have the contrast to compare the difference between the two. Kate's still great.
Contrast. The only contrast I have is, I was going to ask you, like, what's that skin rash that keeps coming back? How do I get rid of it?
The last of your little man.
Oh, good. That's awesome.
Ask Dr. Dean. She'll probably send you to the antibiotic. She may send you to the antibiotic store and get lots of zithromycin.
Would not. No.
Chances are pretty good not. So, yeah, that's true. That's true.
Is it the usual advice, Ian? Just put some salve on it?
We have this wonderful little company, and it's fabulous. And it's called RNA Reset.com. You're not going to believe it. The person who helped put this thing together, it works great with the telephone, because everybody does it on the telephone, and it loads up pretty fast. And this site, this one little crazy site, if you scroll down, it's got little pictures of things. There's no words, just some pictures of things. If you go to like 3rd or 4th or 8th or 20th or whatever it is today, it changes all the time. But there's a little thing in there. It's a little serum. It's called something called new. It's there. Do you need us to spell that for you?
Nope. Nope. I'll ask.
Oh, okay.
To
okay.
Help me find it.
So renew. It's in the little log there. Way after restructure.
Okay.
You get the restructure, keep going down. Okay. It's a little cube bucket box thing. And it's called renew. Okay? And you take a little dab of that and put on your ailment. And it's amazing what it'll do for you. You should try it.
What if for the ailment it has to cover more surface area? Do I put it in olive oil and spread it across, or just dump the whole bottle on?
You don't need the whole bottle on. You just need a little bit rubbed on. Just a little bit. You don't need to extend it. Just dab a little on it. Do you know what calamine lotion is?
I've heard of it, yeah.
Okay. Dab it on there, kind of like calamine lotion. And you won't have to do it to death. Just do it till it gets better.
Thank you. So the podcast that I'm working on with a couple of people here, I was just wondering if it's safe for us to say ascending, or if we're supposed to keep that to ourselves.
We don't care. You won't hurt anything one way or the other. But you need to change how you see interstate meniscus for conversation basis. You need to change and look at the way you're laying out your M1 and M0 macronomic applications to how you inform your customers that interstate commerce is changing and shifting. And you should prepare for that variation.
Be ahead of the curve?
It's worked for you so far empirically very well.
And then in terms of increasing conversion rate, where should I put my focus on first?
DART.
D-A-R-K or D-A-R-T?
T as in titties.
Good, I'll look into that. That's all I had for questions, unless you want to tell me something.
We don't have to tell you anything. We like to tell you things. We like to talk to you.
Anyway, great show last night, Bob. I've been listening the whole time. I wasn't absent. Just couldn't call in last night.
Yeah, we had a very good discussion of Zappa-related stuff.
Yeah, I heard it. I heard it.
So you feel complete now? Little moon unit action help you out?
Yeah.
Dave, what's the focus on conversion
Dave,
rate?
Tom, Bill, Johnny,
yeah, what's the
Albert.
Conversion rate in the computer world?
It's how many people go to your site as compared to the people who buy on your site. And the more, so you get a lot of traffic. So you get a lot of traffic and your number goes up, but then your conversion rate goes way, way, way down. So you got more people looking, but not as many people buying. So you want that conversion rate high, high, high. Like in the stratosphere, back to 14.
Right.
You don't have that.
That's what you were talking about, Chad. You were discussing that.
Yeah, it's a ratio. Yeah.
Okay, so you're finished. All right, thank you very much.
Bob being a prophet. Bob being a prophet. That's terrible. I wouldn't let him get away with it.
Go over to the McLuhan Forum and nail those idiots. They just keep distracting the issues.
Are they at it again? All right.
Yeah, anyways. Who could we ask?
Okay.
Well, I don't think Eliza has had a question, has said anything.
Hi, Ion.
Hey, darling, are you well?
I am. Thank you.
Good. That's good. We decided that you're going to live, so that's also good.
Yeah, it's good to live. Life is good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. This is what you say sometimes. You say that the people who are not, and when you say not, it's K-N-O-T. Will you tell us what you mean by not? When you say people who are
God's peculiar people who are not.
How are you spelling not?
Well, maybe not. N-A-U-G-H-T. Not.
One day you said K-N-O-T.
We said lots of things, yeah.
So when you say the K-N-O-T, not, do you mean people who are wrapped up in their issues? What do you mean by not? God's peculiar people who are not.
Well, okay. 1 Peter 2:9 and Deuteronomy 7:6. 1 Peter 2:10.
So it goes in that order? Just read 1 Peter 2:9, then stop right there, go to Deuteronomy 7:6, then go back to 1 Peter and read 2:10.
Yes. A chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2:9.
Oh, that was good. And the Deuteronomy, do you want me to look that up on my own and my time?
Yeah, because it'll pick up the monotheism portions.
The video clip that you sent.
Very good.
The first question or the question I'm about to ask?
The one coming. Did you get the JFK speech that killed him, Bob?
Yeah, I got it.
Good. We like that.
Is that the military-industrial complex speech? No, that was Eisenhower.
We didn't say we did Tennessee. That was Eisenhower.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead, Eliza.
So the video clip that you sent to Ion, that thing that was hovering over CERN, was that in, I mean, it was probably UFO, right? Or was it something else? I watched the video, the whole clip, and the guy who put the video together, he had little clips of different things,
mm-hmm.
but the
mm-hmm.
thing that was hovering over CERN, that stood out the most because you can't deny that it wasn't there.
Well,
and it was so
okay.
Unique. Was it like the shape of a spaceship or what was it?
An orb.
Oh, that big thing was an orb?
Yes.
Woody Tumbo, Eliza, where'd you see this?
When you guys were talking about CERN last night...
UFOs?
Yeah. Ion put up a clip on the Goober Snatcher. I watched it, and there was something hovering over CERN. There was like a shape of cloud puffs, a ring shape.
They opened a portal bomb.
Was Hawking part of the team?
Good Lord, no. He's about dead, Bob. There's nothing there. A little sinewy piece of flesh, anyway. We don't know why you care that the machine can speak better than you can speak, so why would you listen to the android meme when it died of a very serious incident that was terrible that you could not understand without any punctuation?
That made sense.
So, Ian, what they were doing inside the CERN, did that open up a portal?
No. Well, yeah, the work did. They fucking up some commas, some fortune. Mm-hmm.
That's like those two black women down. Ian's doing diamond and silk. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They're real.
They sure am good.
They're on Whoopi's case and Joy Behar and Obama. They're nailing everybody. They like Trump.
Yeah.
So, Ian, what they're doing inside CERN, is anything significant going to come out of it?
Yeah. Here's that they're proving that they're portals. We've been saying this forever. We even played Aperture Science in the whole nine yards and Portal 1 and Portal 2. And you don't need to get all that. And then we turn around and it's like, well, wait a second. So now they're proving that there are portals. And once you prove that there are portals, then they can be everywhere. We've been seeing it all along. They're catching up.
Are they going to give that information to the government or anyone, or are they going to keep
they
it
They already have. They already have, darling. Donald Trump's tweeting about it already.
The portal, that specific one, where does it lead to? Does it go to many places, or, I mean,
yeah,
a portal
opens? It's just a nothing thing. It's a little nothing thing. We're using it to make sure that they do what they're supposed to do. That's all.
So you're giving them some hope that what they're doing to just continue.
Well,
to
you
do
know the little guy
doing?
In the sweater vest. The little guy in the sweater vest, you know, with the cookies.
The one who appeared from the future?
Yeah, me. He's trying to make me understandable
you?
To them. Yeah, I was the guy in the little vest. Left the crumbs.
Mm-hmm.
Have I got that right, Ian? Was it me? Me and JW?
Are they going to learn anything beyond that there's a portal there? Is Ian still there?
Looking for the day he might make it over. Looking for the day of wine and clover. What would he make of a great big portal? Open up and look and see what you meant to see. Oh, hi. Are you there?
Yeah,
hi.
I'm here.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
That's interesting about the CERN.
It's not very interesting about the CERN. What's interesting is that they're actually starting to make it be the meme that it even is. Because you heard nothing from them. It's like a waste of nothing, nothingness. And then all of a sudden, it's everythingness. That interesting. Just all of a sudden, you see.
Are they making a big deal out of the portal?
They
That's
sure are.
VR,
it's the only
right?
thing they've done. It's the only thing they've done. So, hell yeah. What choice do they have?
Are they going to try to travel through it?
No. They don't have sense. They're scared of their own shit. So, how are they going to do that? Yeah, no. They it all end ugly. Don't worry.
When you talk about the ocean, and you say it's much deeper than we think it is. Has anyone ever traveled or went down to the bottom? Any being? Or is there a bottom to the ocean?
There is no bottom.
If you go all the way down the Pacific Ocean, where would you end up?
You don't stop. You just keep going down.
Do you go into
is
another
there
world?
Still going to be... yeah.
No, it's just no bottom.
And you're still on Earth?
Yes, this Earth.
And you're still in water?
Of course. It's an ocean.
Okay, so when you go down, it's all water and you travel all the way down. Are there planets and galaxies there?
No, it's this world.
It's this world, but it has a never-ending bottom? Never-ending, like there's nothing there, you'll never reach a bottom? Is it like
that
space?
That is correct. Not acoustic, no.
Anything you can say to describe it? Like,
it's really, really deep. It's really, really deep. Okay.
Are there beings
it's
there?
Really, really deep. Of course, just like there
are beings
here.
Are there
beings
here?
There are, and there are beings
here. Are there beings
here.
That... Yeah, are there, like, water beings there? Beings that can only survive in water?
No. Nothing can survive only in water. Even fish can't stand water. They poop in it.
So, sometime or another, they have to come up for air?
Well,
I don't think,
to get out of the water.
Okay.
You'll see, it's all
probably
changing.
Beings. Yeah, they're probably beings that we've never even seen.
Well, the computer says probably, yeah.
I mean, the sea and the ocean, there's so many different animals and plants that are alive that...
Yeah, we're like Red Lobster. We see food. We see food differently.
Differently, yeah, we know.
Mm-hmm. Bob always laughs at that. He doesn't understand it. It's so funny. We adore
Bob.
Yeah,
he picks
mostly.
It up every now and then.
And then sometimes it's like brand fresh new. He's never heard of it before. It's the damnedest thing we've ever
heard.
Yeah. You know, it's like just like right off the bus, just straight off the cart. A la carte. It's great. It's always earnest. It's always honest. And it's always forthright, however ridiculous.
So, Ian, I have finished watching the Medici show.
Yeah, we know. We talked to you about it on the Uber Snatcher last night.
The father in the show seems to be corrupt, while the son, Cosimo, he wants to do the right thing. Was that how it was?
Well, not really. Not really. Not so much. Not so commandeered. But they had to make it a plot, otherwise you couldn't make it a show. See what I mean?
Yeah. As with the other shows. But how do they get a show together like that? What did they collect? What did they go off from?
Mostly listen to Bob and do the archive. And sometimes I do one-on-ones. He does a lot of one-on-one stuff that he doesn't talk about. Then when he gets out of his mind, he thinks he's talking to somebody else. He doesn't even know who he's talking to. He's giving them all, giving them the store, giving them everything. And then next thing you know, they come up with something intelligent. It's amazing. But it's all good because he's just duping them. He's the resident node.
What do you mean by the resident node?
Bob.
I knew you were going to say that.
Then you're psychic. Blessing, those gifts are kicking in. Hey! How about them smackers?
Hey, Elijah, the resident node was the address for dupes.
Yeah, I know, but I was asking
if they had another
resident
node. The node. The part you know would be thoroughly well known. That's node. You note it. Note. Knee note. No need. There's no need to not node. No need to not node. What about that, though?
I'm honest.
So honest
and forthright.
Oh, Lord, suffering.
Yes,
you. See? You said it wasn't. I mentioned it. He said, oh, Bob, don't take that seriously, Bob.
Yeah, how do you spell? Narcissist.
Bob's a narcissist.
Well, he would be, but he can't get off the topic of himself long enough to notice.
These shows that are coming back about the Empire families. Bob, you said something about them wanting their legend to live on, and they're doing it through the TV body, they're doing it through shows.
Yes.
Are they okay with how these shows are portrayed?
The Crown, the Young Pope.
I mean, they...
The Berlin Station.
Yeah.
Close to the
end. Are the Medici happy with the series on themselves,
Ion?
No, not so much. They'd rather not have all the press.
Ah.
When you're busy doing it, you don't want somebody making a show about how you're doing it. They'd rather just be doing it.
Right.
So they're in another world, but they know this TV show is going on about them, but they made this happen for the show to be created. Well, you just, You just said they're not so thrilled about the press, but you guys said that all these shows, they want their legends to live on.
I said that. I'm saying no. The Medici don't want to be part of pop culture. Now, is that series full of sex? I think I saw
that one. The Versailles is, and
oh,
I started
Versailles
watching that show
one.
Too. Is the accuracy the same thing with Versailles? Is it the same thing as it is with the Medici's? It's mostly made for a plot for a good story. Ariane?
Oh, I'm get knocked off. Okay, you're back.
Because then it comes back to the answer that goes into this full run. The full run will be inclusive of the total. So that's a great question and even better answer.
Yeah, but what was the
I only got the last few words of the answer.
Yeah.
So you're not catch us repeating, Gossam.
Is the Versailles accurate, that TV show? Or is it just dramatized?
Well, we said it was close. That's what we said already. It was close. It just points the position that there's a position. It doesn't say anything. It's just when you add the sum total, it doesn't add up to this picture. But it does tell you psychologically how the embrace of that history is. Because, see, history keeps changing. They'll keep writing it, rewriting it over and under. So is this good? Is that good? Is this bad? Is that bad? Who knows? Who cares? It doesn't matter. What matters is they keep rewriting it. Yeah. Why don't you, you queue up?
Is the sex accurate? No, not exactly.
Why don't you queue up the Trump Brigade, diehard Donald Trump supporter, Biggie?
It's a new one. Did you just send it?
Yeah, it's in your inbox.
Diehard. Okay. You got to go, eh?
Yeah. No. That's a good thing. This will help with all that. This will take care of the media ecology hiccups to show you what changed before, during, and after. See, we've been saying the same thing all the way through, but everybody else is now changing their tune, except for Charlie.
Charlie Rose or Charlie Sheen?
Sheila's Charlie.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I think here it is. Here's Trump.
In the center of the
stage, sour.
Businessman Donald Trump. That there are for immigrants on the whole
Come on, try getting it out.
I'll get it out.
I mean, I don't know if you're going to put this on television, but you don't even know what you're talking about. Try getting it out. Go ahead. Unbelievable people are coming. A lot of people that are illegal are great people. Just let's get it straight. They don't want to give it straight because the press are liars. They're terrible people. But here's an idea. So Mexico is sending lots of people. And by the way, they're coming from all over the world, including the Middle East. Why not? Come in. Come on in. We're stupid. We'll take care of you. We'll pay. Get sick. We'll take care of your hospitalization. What kind of a plan do you want? Oh, Don, you're a little controversial. You're talking about illegal immigration. I said it's illegal.
We have very stupid people in our country negotiating for us, and we have leaders that don't know what they're doing.
We need a leader that wrote the art of the deal. The Iranians are great negotiators. The Persians are great negotiators. And we have people that are babies. It's like a chess player, grandmaster, playing against a checkers child. No, that's what it is. We give them, think of it, a nuclear scientist, and they won't give us our hostages back. It's so insane. I said, trade deals. Who would do better? I'll tell you what. I know the greatest negotiators in the world. Some are horrible people, horrible human beings. Who cares? Some Wall Street guys, they're brutal, they're miserable. You wouldn't want to go out to dinner. They're terrible people. I love them. You know who's our primary representative right now? Carolyn Kennedy. You know how she got the job? 60 Minutes. She went to the White House. She said, I'd love to have a job. I have nothing to do. They said, how would you like to be the ambassador to Japan? She goes, really? You know why I say she's nice? Because my daughter Ivanka likes her. My daughter's so great. She's such a great person. My daughter likes her. She said, Daddy, she's such a nice person. I agree. I don't want a nice. I want to kill her. We're tired of the nice people.
Frankly, I don't even think they give a damn about education, half of them. And I'm sure some maybe do.
Do you really want to
use that word in this
form?
I will. Because people want to hear the truth, Frank. I watch you all the time. They want to hear the truth.
Correct.
We have to be able to express ourselves.
But referring to people as rapists,
referring to
John McCain, a war hero, 5.5 years as a POW, and you call him a dummy. Is that appropriate in running for president?
Okay. You got to let me speak, though, Frank, because you interrupt all the time, okay?
So,
I know him too well. That's the problem.
They'll probably say the crowds were about equal. Well, they were equal. But that's the way they are, very dishonest.
CNN is terrible. CNN. You're with CNN? Are you with CNN? Good. You people do not cover us accurately at all. So they have a few protesters outside. And they have thousands of people, and the first question from CNN is about protesters.
Because you know what they do? They have the camera, live television, on my face the entire amount. My wife goes, I go home. Were there any people there tonight, darling? They don't see. They never show the crowds.
So what I'm going to do is span out. Show them the crowd, press. Show them the crowd. Look, they're not turning the cameras. They don't even turn the cameras because you know what? They're very dishonest people.
The premiums are going through the roof. The deductibles, frankly, you have to get hit with a Komatsu tractor in order to use them. They're so high.
We just spent $1 million building a soccer field. Okay? A soccer field for our prisoners that happen to be in Guantanamo. Okay? I don't like that. What do you need $1 million for? Level out the surface. Let them play. What do you need to spend $1 million? We just spent, it's a story today, $1 million on a soccer field. How do you spend $1 million doing the soccer field? You have a level piece of land. Throw them a ball. Let them play soccer if they have to play at all.
That's an awesome video. Wonderful video, Ion. Thank you for bringing my attention to it.
When was this?
Of course.
Oh, it's a satire. It's a satire on Trump. It's an anti-Trump video.
It's a pro-Trump
satire?
Video, Bob.
Yeah.
It's a pro-Trump
video, Bob.
What do you
mean? Video, was
you
Trump speaking?
Yeah, yes. Trump's talking, but it's not synced up with what he's saying in the video. The video is he's saying other stuff. They have a topic, honesty and media, and they have you hear what Trump said somewhere, as I assume that's real Trump, and they project it into a video that is him not saying that. They just grab him, video of him in different places talking, and so that what you hear
he's
does not link up with his mouth.
He's saying specific things. Yes, it does. Bob, you
there is a delay, Kevin. There is a delay, so maybe the delay fooled me. It's all out of sync.
Just listen to the audio. Don't be distracted by multitasking and using your eyes.
I didn't understand the video. I gave it a great review, but I didn't understand it.
You have to listen to it again. That'll help you.
I'll have to review it again.
It was back in, it looks like December 2015, Donald Trump says, $1 million Gitmo soccer field. So stupid. It's true.
It says at the end of the video, stupid, ? Or too smart for fools to understand? That's the question that the video leaves. I think it's a satire on him.
Well, I mean, Michael Moore tried to do a satire and try to put him down. But, I mean, what Trump has been saying has been accurate.
Well, we like what Trump says.
Yeah.
It's simple.
So they try to satirize him, but...
And that's what he said. It wasn't a satirization. It was.
It was good. I enjoyed it. I don't care what it was. I enjoyed hearing what Trump said. I didn't pay attention to it.
Stop misinforming your audience.
Nobody's paying attention to what I'm saying. I can say anything. It doesn't affect anybody. Ion thinks he's trying to get me to be more responsible with my words, but that's going to take
a while.
That's
why you never attend business meetings.
Yeah, that's why I'm not allowed on the board. I'm not allowed to be a part of the company. But I get to play Zap all day long.
I try to have fun.
Incessantly. Cough up, back up there.
You know what?
Put off the
I said a video of the fire. I said an email to Barb, tell her, don't run. And she never responded. She never thanked me for my email that you told me to send to Barb to warn her not to run from the earthquake. And there she is sitting waiting to talk to Ion, and she didn't even mention it. She said they're fuming at what I'm saying right now because it's probably not even accurate what I'm saying. She probably did respond to my email, but I didn't see it. So there's the dilemma as we come into the final minutes of the show. Let me tell Bill we end in 10 minutes, Bill. Show's over.
Early
end this hour,
again.
Bob? Yes. Yeah.
Good night,
not
Bob.
Early.
Goodbye.
It's 10 o'clock,
next.
Buddy.
Goodbye.
It's 10 o'clock. Right?
Every hour for the past 12 hours,
yes.
Bill's been saying, can we end the show, Bob? Can we please?
Yes, Bill. End in 10 minutes. So who do we bring in? Who do we let talk at the last few minutes?
Bring in Barbara.
No, Barbara just go on about how she sent me. She responded and loved the email. Let's try to find someone we have never heard from. There's a lot of people here. I sound like Donald Trump. There's a lot of people here. Like, I'm sure, his wife says, did anybody come to your demonstration? Tell me that's not a put on. He says, yeah, but they wouldn't show the people. So, Mulaney
turn
says,
the
no.
cameras
yeah,
right. They won't do it. They won't do
and
it.
And then he's saying that the camera's zooming in real close on him.
On him.
Yeah.
And
the camera
but not
is
turning,
contradicting him.
Right.
Yeah, and so.
That's what
I,
he's saying.
I think the
person, camera's not contradicting him.
I think
him.
The video maker is trying to show that Trump was right. That
oh,
that
yeah,
they
yeah,
were
yeah.
focusing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they refused to
that's
turn
right,
it.
That's right, Bob. It's not a satire.
Truth.
Not
a lot
a
of
satire.
Truth for anybody to take. Mm. Okay, so who we got here? We got, oh, I think we got Mark. We always like to hear from Mark. Is that Mark from San Diego?
Yes, Bob. Hi. How you doing?
All right. Yo, you got 7 minutes to get run through Wall Street, all the crap that you study. Let's hear about it.
Well, no Wall Street stuff today, but Ion, a couple months ago, I was asking you about Bob's interest in Johnson Matthey, and I thought it may have been for silver, and you said no, osmium. And then since then, osmium has come up a couple times, and last night, you mentioned to Leon that it was in the Ark of the Covenant. Correct?
Correct.
You know, if you read the book, it says that there was, Aaron's staff, the tablets, and a jar of golden manna. Was the osmium in the manna?
It was the holder of the manna.
Okay, it was the jar of the manna? Is that correct?
Container, yes.
Container, okay. Now, was the osmium the source of the power, or was it all the contents combined?
Neither.
No? Okay, the power came from the complete ark itself instead of just the ingredients.
Okay.
Okay, you can buy that. If Bob has an interest in osmium, is that element crucial to Coldplay?
No, not to Coldplay. No.
Are there any trace elements of osmium in the RNA drops or the completement formulas?
No.
Okay.
Or in the mint.
In the Perth Mint.
Correct.
Okay, that's precious metals, which includes platinum. So I'm trying to understand, I'm trying to figure out what Bob's interest in the osmium.
Bob has no interest. He's not even interesting. He works really hard to not be interesting, not to do, not to have, not to get on, not to get off, not to love, not to be loved, not to hate, not to get hated, not to get up, get off, get on, get over. He can go aboard, about, above, across, after, against, along, amid, among, but he can't even get it right. He don't want to get it right, because when he gets it right, he's got to get it over with. He can't get it over with. He can't even sleep standing up anymore. It's ridiculous. He's down to nothing. There's nothing left but to ascend. Nothing left. There's nothing he could do. He had to get it right. He has to cash it all in sooner or later. That's all he could do.
Okay, I'm gonna move on to something else here with the little time left.
So shall
you know,
we.
you know, this whole thing about the RNA drops in the currency and the debt and all that stuff, you said a very important thing to me. You said that you were gauging the model against an incomplete prototype. Then Bob chimed in and said he didn't get what you were saying. And you said, of all the questions ever been answered, that was the best answer of all.
Yes.
So much of what we look at and try to understand, the reason we can't understand it is because, you know, we're basing it on, obviously, the bias that we have and our interpretation of the way things work now, which is always changing. So it's not a proper way of looking at things. Correct?
Well, maybe. Okay.
So let me take a stretch here. You always mentioned that coffee doesn't fax worth a damn. And early, he was trying to fax. He thought it was a copier, but he was trying to fax on a coffee machine. Wouldn't that be the same as try to gauge something on the model instead of the prototype? Is that what you're saying there?
Excellent. How deductive. Eliza, we put it on the goober snatch for you, darling. Go ahead. We're sorry. We're multitasking.
You and I have had conversations over the last months, and I was expecting in the month of December that Bing Crosby and Burl Ives would kind of start warming up. You know, we talked about silver bells, silver and gold, and I was expecting a sharp rise in the price in December. Is that coming in 2017 instead?
We don't know about the 17 business. That's kind of shitty.
Okay, so you never did give me a year.
That's because there is no time.
Okay, I can tell that. But
there's a real good reason that we don't do that, because there ain't none.
Okay, but in the songs, there's a time frame.
No, that's timing. That's in the lines and spaces.
Okay, but the timing was Christmas. And
Crema.
Christmas is coming.
Crema, Merry fucking Crema.
But Christmas is coming gone, so obviously it could be a future Christmas. I know there's no future, right? It's all now, but
okay.
So I'm trying to understand what I missed in my analysis there. Do you have any?
The relevance.
The relevance. Okay, so me thinking that silver bells and silver and gold had something to do with the price of those metals going up,
That's Doris Aker and the Sky Pilot Choir. Go down, Moses. That's what that answers that. That's the answer to your question.
Okay. I'll have to take a look at that. You know, one of the most encouraging things I heard in one of the private sessions recently was you said to Bob that...
You won.
Pardon me?
That you won.
I won?
Yeah. You said that's the best thing you ever heard.
Well, the best thing, the words out of your... Well, I think what is even better is the what you said to Bob is the products will get you so close to ascension that you will be able to do the rest yourself.
Well, that's all we've ever had done. Once someone runs a 4-minute mile, no one has a problem with it. Jesus ascended, why can't you?
Well, I know. You said it's just a decision, but if we're unable to, for some reason, make that decision, I'm glad to hear that the products will take us.
It will. You do good.
Hey,
it's
Mark,
all good. Hold on tight. Enjoy the ride.
I love your questions, Mark. You're awesome. I love your questions, Mark. You remind me.
Okay. Rambo song before. Yeah.
Goodbye.
Good night. Goodbye.
Good night, Bob.
Da,
yeah.
Good night, Ion.
Good night, everybody.
Good night,
Happy New Year.
What the hell?
Happy not year.
This is the way to enter the new year with this guitar solo.
It's no good night. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Water, Pelican.
Yeah.